Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. You're defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we're protected by your blood. So come what may, your word be for. Yeah.
Come what may, your word be
for. All we are. Hallelujah, yeah, hey, hallelujah, quarrels before you now. We cast our quarrels before you now. Cast our quarrels before you now. We give it all to you. For worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless God for the dawning of a new day. We praise Him. We worship Him. We just want to glorify Him. He is worthy. Lift up your voice and let us just begin to praise the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Father, we praise you. We worship you. Oh God, we glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your voices. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We glorify you, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. There is no one like you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. We praise your name, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. We adore you, O God. We adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Father, we bless you. We adore you, O God. We magnify you, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Your name is worthy, O God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And Father God, we ask for mercy. Mercy for ourselves. Mercy for our family. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father, mercy, 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 O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask for mercy, O God, mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus, O God, purify us. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak for us, O God. The blood that gave us strength from day to day. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover their service in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our spouses, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, O God. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus speak, oh, God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, O God. We put the armor on our children, O God, our grandchildren, our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you for the armor, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire, O God, around us and a glory within us, O God. Father God, order our steps. Show us steps to take and steps not to take, O God. In the name of Jesus, lead us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives to you. Holy Spirit, take complete and absolute control of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Take control of our lives in the name of Jesus. Take control. We surrender to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said, take up your shoes. The place that you stand is holy ground. So, Father God, we take our shoes off, oh God, the shoes of the dust of life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. And we come barefooted before you, oh God. Realize we always know, Lord, that you are holy, you are righteous. We bless your name, oh God. We give you glory. I pray for each and every one. Oh God, under the sound of my voice, bless us, oh God. Bless their going in and coming out, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we bless you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, your name is worthy, oh God. Your name is worthy, oh God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. What a wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are great. You are marvelous. You are awesome, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriya Kurumase. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriya Kurumase Diriyaka. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Right after this, worship song will come with the word. Hallelujah. Get yourself in a position to receive what the Spirit of the Lord will be speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
My Savior, oh.
Father, we thank you as I bring this word this morning. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Exodus chapter 3, please turn your Bibles with me. I'm reading from the first verse. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. And when the Lord saw, and when, I want you to pay attention, please. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes off, put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place where thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. And I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land into a good land, and a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey, under the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, and thou mayest bring in my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly. I love when God says certainly and surely, certainly I will be with thee. And there shall be a token unto thee, I have sent thee. When thou brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they shall say, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. I'm going to stop right there this morning. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you for the revelation and understanding that you're releasing this morning. And I bless you and I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to look at verse 1. Hallelujah. When you look at verse 1, I want you to open your eyes to the revelation that is in verse 1. As a pastor, as a leader, as a shepherd. Moses is a shepherd. When you see him here, he is a shepherd. He kept the flocks. Hallelujah. Moses has been there for years and years and years working for his father-in-law. He's a shepherd. Who can you compare to a shepherd? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we know Jesus is the chief shepherd. We know that the leaders in the body of Christ are under shepherds. We are under shepherds. Hallelujah. Because the chief shepherd is Jesus, and we follow after the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is the one that gave us the divine instructions. Hallelujah. And God always releases divine instructions on how to take care of his children through his through his shepherd. He gave the shepherd that in-depth knowledge in the name of Jesus how to take care of the flock. Hallelujah. He doesn't bring a shepherd that he does not equip. Who God calls, God equips. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. As I read this scripture, I've read it so many times. There's something that stands, excuse me, that stands out in the scripture. Moses could have taken the sheep to the front side of the desert. To the front side of the desert, but he took another path on the back side. It's almost like you don't come in the front door. Moses said, I'm going to take you to the back door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The back door. Hallelujah. Everybody looks sometimes for God to come to the front door, but sometimes he comes to the back door. I want you to remember that God is God. He's sovereign. He can do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. He is God. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Spirit of God, I'm sure, led Moses to the backside. Hallelujah. As the shepherd with the sheep to the backside of the desert. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And sometimes God will let us as under shepherds take the flock to the backside of the desert. That means you are hidden. Hallelujah. That means you know, when you come to the front side, everybody sees you. But when you come to the back side, you are hidden. No one sees you. Hallelujah. God will tell his under shepherd, take my flock to the backside. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because the Bible tells us, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The backside of the desert is where you are hidden. You are hidden. Hallelujah. You are protected because it's in the backside of the desert that the presence of God is there. He takes you to the backside. Many of you don't like that backside. You want everybody to see you. You want to be known. Hallelujah. You want to be on the front line. But sometimes God will work through his workers from the backside. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to? That's why we don't need to rush for popularity and fame and all that stuff. We just have to walk by faith and not by sight, because God will take you to the backside. And let me tell you, when you start going to the backside of the backside is not attractive. It's not attractive. It's not attractive. Amen. The front, you go to a front door. If the house have a back door and a front door, the front door is beautiful. The front of the house is beautiful. The lawn, the yard, and everything. I just want you to imagine. But the backside is not beautiful, because people won't look at the backside. Hallelujah. But God will ask your under shepherd to take you. Hallelujah. You the flock to the backside. And so Moses, as a shepherd, he took his flock. He led them. He led them to the backside. Ooh, hallelujah, of the desert. And the backside, and he came to the mountain of God. Hallelujah. Even to Horeb. Hallelujah. The mountain of God, even to Horeb. He took them to the backside again. When I read this, hallelujah, I did a study once on this, hallelujah, above Mount Horeb. There used to be lightning that quickly everybody knew that it was the mountain of God. Hallelujah. When we read the historical books, I studied this, hallelujah, and there was quickly there, hallelujah, perhaps more as the Holy Spirit led, because God was about to bring about deliverance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God will take you to the backside of the desert so that he can tell you, I've heard your prayers. Hallelujah. And but even when you're going to the backside, the side of the desert, there's so many afflictions and sorrows and pains that you don't get to that backside. It's not an easy way to get to the backside. But I want to tell you, in the backside of the desert, the paths are greener, the pasture is better for the sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you see, when the front side, when you come to the front side, so many people see the front side, and so there's nothing really there. But when you go to the back side, people don't want to go to the back side. But there's so much. There's fruits. Hallelujah. There's rivers. Hallelujah. There's oasis in the back side of the desert. People don't want to go there because it's a struggle to get there. But Moses led to the backside, because in the backside is where the mountain of God, and the backside is where the presence of God is. And the angel of the Lord, because Moses did not know, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit was leading him, because he had an appointment even before the foundation of the world, that he had an appointment on that day with the Lord. So the leading, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, he went through the backside. The Bible said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. You see, God that appeared unto him, he's in the backside of the desert of the flock. Don't forget everything Moses is saying, everything he sees, the flock sees. I pray that your eyes are open, because everything your leader you see to the backside is unless you intentionally don't want to open your eyes to revelation and understanding, then maybe you would be in the backside with Moses here, and then your eyes will be closed. But if you really in tune and want to know something, your eyes should be open. You cannot be among the flock and your eyes closed. Hallelujah. You haven't been that way before. Hallelujah. You've been going to the front, and God has told Moses to bring you to the backside. So be observant, be sensitive to the season and the time. Hallelujah. And so Moses saw this burning. The angel of the Lord appeared unto in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. The angel of the Lord appeared. Hallelujah. But guess what? Moses did not see. What did he see? He saw the bush burn with fire, and the bush was what? Not consumed. There was something strange about the backside. There's something strange. I like the backside. You know what I'm saying? Because there's an intimacy. Hallelujah. God not calling you with everybody else here. It's an intimate moment. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Hallelujah. The fire of God is right there. The presence of God is right there. But what turns the key is when Moses said, and I will not turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burned. There's a miracle at the backside. God is right there. But it's up to you, it's up to me to turn aside. The Bible says, and Moses turn aside. He knew there was something different. His eyes were, what is going on? He turned aside. Some of you run, but you got to stay in tune with God. But then the Bible says in verse 4, and when the Lord saw that Moses turned aside, you see, Moses turned aside. Now God did not do anything until Moses turned aside. Then God saw that he turned aside. When God saw that he turned aside, then God called him. My brothers and sisters, turn aside. When God saw it, God looks at us, and we need to turn aside. That means turn to see him, turn to be in his presence, turn to understand him, turn to have a revelation of him, turn aside for a relationship, turn aside. You know, God, don't let God pass you by. Turn aside. God only reacted on when he saw that Moses turned aside. And then he called his name and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. And the Lord said, don't come closer. Take your shoes off from your feet, for where you stand is holy. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. God has called you to the backside. In the backside, there's a Mount Herod there. In the backside, there's miracle signs and wonders in the backside. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't pay attention to what's going on. God wants you to turn aside. And as you turn aside, just like Moses, he calls your name. Hallelujah. But you cannot go to him with those shoes on. You got to take those shoes off. Remember, he is holy. He is righteous. Hallelujah. That shoes got the dust of the world. Take it off. Reference him. Hallelujah. Because he wants to help his children. Hallelujah. He said, I've seen, I heard the affliction. Amen. They heard the cry, the cry, the cry. He heard the cries of the children of Israel. Well, when you see a cry in the Bible, it means prayer. Hallelujah. But if you look at it from one, you will see the different steps. I don't have time this morning to go into the depths of teaching. All I'm saying to you, in the backside, there's the mountain of God. In the backside, there's the presence of God. In the backside, there's your divine assignment that God is calling you to. Hallelujah. In the backside of the desert, there's holiness. In the backside of the desert, there's a lot of provision in the backside. In the backside of the desert, there's intimacy. In the backside of the desert, he hears your prayers and he hears your cries. Hallelujah. In the backside, he calls your name. Father, we thank you. I pray that your children will understand what you're speaking to us this morning, that they will understand what it means to be in the backside of the desert. There's holiness and righteousness. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, O God. We pray, O God, that everyone will lift up their voice and pray for this nation, O God. Pray for the election, O God. Intervene wherever, whichever way, O God. But let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. Be exalted, O God. Be glorified, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. The backside, the backside. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I just want you to know this is election. Be safe. Pray the will of God, not your personal opinion, but the will of God. Let God's perfect will pray according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Do not pray according to emotions, but according to the scripture, because God looks at the heart of man. Amen. And we only see the surface. So let's pray God's will and hallelujah and God's grace. I love you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen. I love you. God bless you. Thank you.